This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 18th. God's word to you today is new life. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 13, from the Message translation, and it says, "The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life." Romans 3, verses 23 to 24 says, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ when he freed us from the penalty of our sins." The Bible says, God in his grace has freely made us right in his sight. We have been freed by grace. So what should we do with our dues since it is already done? Romans 8 verse 13 from the Message translation says, "The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life." God tells us to bury it. Just give the dues a decent burial and get on with your new life. A lot of the time, people move back and forth between done and dues. While they may have started out with done, they shift back to dues. God says, "Who has bewitched you? You started in faith. You're going back to dues. Just give it a decent burial," meaning bury it, let it go, let it die. And that is why we do baptism. Baptism simply means the old life is buried. The better life that Jesus offers is a life filled with meaning, and it is a life freed by grace. Thirdly, the better life Jesus offers is a life full of energy. Have you noticed that when you are low on energy, you get cranky and you overreact to little things and you are low on patience? God is saying to you today in Jeremiah 31 verse 25, those who feel tired and worn out will find new life and new energy. This is taken from the Contemporary English Version. I pray that you stop running on your own battery and find new life and energy in the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 from the New Century Version says, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. You will not succeed by your own strength or by your own power, but by my spirit, says the Lord all-powerful." Stop trying to do this thing by your own strength. Romans 8 verse 11 says, "Once the Spirit lives within you, he will bring to your whole being new strength and vitality." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this season, God's Holy Spirit will bring to you and within you new strength and vitality in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Communion is so powerful. It reenacts the covenant of life and vitality. When we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus, everything that is dying in us, that ought to be living, comes back to life. Through the resurrection power of Jesus, that communion unleashes everything that is dead and ought to be alive in us. Are you going to keep chasing the good life, or are you going to embrace the better life? The choice is yours. Even though you have the better life, it is Christ in you that makes the difference. The better life is not insulation from trouble. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 says, "Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace." This is taken from the Message translation. Do you feel like giving up? Do not give up. Instead, look up to God. He will fill you with his better life. When we surrender, God fills us with his life. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all unto thee, my blessing. Savior, I surrender all.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.